The A's going for a three-game series sweep over the Rangers on Sunday. There's a police motorcade there to watch it. In the second inning, Matt Olson will escort a ball out of the ballpark.
In late September, they would go to all four of their Western Division rivals. There's a swing and a drive well hit. Up the alley in right center field, and that one is out of here. Matt Olson has turned the game around with a long two-run homer to right center. It is 2-1 Oakland. That's number 9 of the year for the rookie Matt Olson. There's a swing, and there's a high drive to left center field. That is way back, and that one is gone. The two Matts have gone back to back. First Olson with a man on, and then Chapman with his 10th. And the Athletics lead 3-1. Nothing cheap about this one either. Both of them getting up into the Mount Davis seats. The 2-2 on the way. Change up, and that's hit deep by Chu to right field. Way back, and that ball is history. Shin-Soo Chu with his 16th of the year, his 59th RBI. He narrows the gap. It's the A's 3, the Rangers 2. Now back from Washington in the deal for Doolittle and Manson. Here's the set and the pitch, and Napoli lines one to third. It is caught, and it'll be a double play as Chapman outruns Elvis to the bag. Napoli crushed that ball, a wicked liner, but right to Chapman, cap high. And Elvis, who had a big lead, hoping to move up on a dirt ball or a wild pitch, is doubled off to end the inning. That is simply bad luck. Rodriguez ready, and the pitch is swung on and smashed through the drawn in infield to the right of Elvis, a base hit. One run is home. Here's Powell to the plate, and the throw is late. Down to second on the throw goes Simeon, and this one's out of hand now.
Oakland completes a sweep over the Rangers with an 8-3 final on Sunday as Texas falls two games below 500. Good start for Jarrell Cotton. He wins his 7th, lasting 6 innings, giving up a run, no walk, striking out 9. Former Athletic A.J. Griffin loses, lasting just 3 1/3. Matt Olson, a big day, 3-for-4, drives in a pair, scores 2 runs. Matt Chapman, 3-for-4, 3 runs, and a solo shot. A difficult weekend in Oakland comes to an end for Texas as they fall 8-3 on Sunday, being swept at the hands of the A's. Afterwards, here's a reaction from Texas manager Jeff Banister.
Well, situation there in the 8th with the base load and athlete. You can't hit the ball much harder than that. Fortunate for the third baseman, their defense. It took him to his right, put him in line to get to the bag quickly. He always did everything he could to freeze and try to get back to the bag. Bit unlucky, the ball either way, it's a double, and we're winning that baseball game. But even with that, you know, we got to go back out and play good defense and pitch it well. And we had an opportunity to turn double play, didn't turn it. Pretty firm throw from Odor. Looked like maybe it caught Elvis off guard a little bit. But it's not the series we wanted to play. There were a lot of things in the game today that, when you look at it, you can point to a number of things. A.J. didn't quite have his best stuff. He got hurt a couple different times with the hitter strength, his weakness, and trying to move the ball away from a couple different guys. Got hit out of the ballpark, not much swing and miss. I thought Livens Dirks did a pretty good job. LeClerc came in. Claudio felt like he threw the ball well. But, you know, it's the 5 walks. When you look at the 5 walks, they continue to turn the lineup over, and it keeps bringing the heart of their lineup up in the situation. Series where we got beat with a long ball, and I think we hit one. So a lot of things we can point at. But what we'll do is we'll regroup, have a day off, go back to the DFW, get ready to play. We need to play a good series against Houston.
Up next, the Rangers get Monday off before they find out the status of their road series at Houston that was scheduled to start on Tuesday, pending the Hurricane Harvey situation.